You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. On a Tuesday, commentator Gary Joyner revisits the timeline of a coup in South Vietnam that went horribly wrong and ultimately led to the Vietnam War.
50 years ago, on November 2, 1963, the leader of South Vietnam, Ngo Dinh Diem, was assassinated. This event was the culmination of months of intrigue, wrangling to topple him from power, and set in motion events that would draw the United States into the Vietnam War. No one could foresee what this event set in motion and how it changed both American and world history. Diem's road to political power began in July 1954, when he was appointed the Prime Minister of the State of Vietnam by former Emperor Bao Dai, who was the head of state. At the time, Vietnam had been partitioned at the Geneva Conference after the defeat of the French Union forces at the Battle of Dien Bien Phu, with the state of Vietnam ruling the country south of the 17th parallel. The partition was intended to be temporary, with national elections scheduled for 1956 to create a government of a reunified nation. Diem refused to hold the reunification elections on the basis that the state of Vietnam was not a signatory to the Geneva Accords. He then proceeded to strengthen his autocratic rule over the country. He ruled with an iron fist. His enemies were harassed or killed at every turn. Diem was a Roman Catholic and repressed the Buddhists, and particularly their monks. In May 1963, a lawsuit against the flying of religious flags was selectively invoked. The Buddhist flag was banned from display, while the Vatican flag was displayed in many venues. Many Buddhist monks committed suicide publicly by pouring gasoline on themselves and lighting fires that immolated them. There were two attempted coups against the regime in 1960 and another in 1962. Diem, who was supported by the United States, began to demand more and more help in military aid, but refused to go along with the Kennedy administration on human rights issues. President Kennedy sent Henry Cabot Lodge to South Vietnam as ambassador. Kennedy wanted Lodge, a Republican and likely contender against the president in the 1964 elections, expecting him to be mired down in local politics, half a world away from Washington. Lodge was not the best man for the job. He pushed the generals in the Army of the Republic of Vietnam to plan a coup against Diem. He was aided by the CIA. The president was in on the planning, but was kept at arm's length. The coup was launched early in the afternoon of November 1st. Arvid military commanders, whom Diem thought were loyal, joined the coup. Governmental and military installations that were loyal to the president were attacked and neutralized. The presidential palace was surrounded, and Diem was offered safety out of the building and promised exile. Diem called Ambassador Lodge, who initially denied the call, but wrote that he offered the Vietnamese leader asylum. On November 2nd, Diem was escorted out of the palace and put into an armored personnel carrier and convoy. Somewhere along the route to Army headquarters, he was murdered. President Kennedy was furious. Anti-government protests in South Vietnam intensified, and a series of generals ruled the country, unable to keep the communist insurgents at bay. Following JFK's assassination on November 22, 1963, President Johnson tried to keep the lid on the problem. He began huge troop buildups. The rest is a long, sad history. After Diem's assassination, the North Vietnamese leaders proclaimed the assassination as a gift. The Americans did for them what they had been unable to do for 9 years. The assassination proves that history matters.